online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent. At one, here's Tom Crowsdale.
At least 8 people are now dead after floods in the US city of Houston. Heavy rain's been continuing following Hurricane Harvey. 30,000 people are expected to need shelter, and 500,000 could need some sort of emergency help. Ann Piazza's a volunteer who's on a boat helping residents get out of their homes.
A lot of elderly people live in these houses, so in fact one couple is back there, and I don't know if y'all got them out or not, but they did not want to leave. They were up in the upper bedroom and did not want to leave.
2 people are still being held on suspicion of murder after the body of a 29-year-old man was found at a block of flats in Chatham. Police were called to Corker's house on Shipwrights Avenue yesterday morning. A 35-year-old man and a 34-year-old woman are in custody. Meantime, police looking into the murder of a man in Essex have arrested a man here in Kent. A 34-year-old died after being stabbed in South Ockenden 8 days ago. A total of 5 people have been questioned, including a 50-year-old man from Grays who's been charged.
KM FM News.
Police are still trying to work out what happened to a man who died after being found injured in the streets in Aylesford. Derek Gain was discovered by a member of the public in Station Road earlier this month. The 69-year-old died in hospital 4 days later. Police are treating his death as unexplained. Theresa May's spokesperson says she's outraged by the reckless provocation of North Korea following its latest missile test. The secretive state fired the weapon over the north of Japan last night.
This is KMFM.
Kent commuters heading back from London today can expect problems as engineering works continue. Southeastern won't be stopping at Charing Cross, Waterloo East or London Bridge for the rest of the week. It means Cannon Street will be extra busy, so a queuing system's being put in place from 3 o'clock. These commuters from Ashford say it's inconvenient.
I don't think I'll get a seat.
It's changing my train times, which is really irritating. I go to St Pancras, but all my trains are leaving a bit earlier and a bit later, and it's all a bit weird.
Sort of concerned about the amount of traffic that's going to be on the high-speed route now, that's all. Changes to the times aren't really bothering me, but it's more the amount of people on there and also the service just recently.
Bosses are promising improved services and less overcrowding when the work's done. Engineers are trying to work out what caused a plane to lose power, forcing it to make an emergency landing near Whitstable. The pilot and 5 passengers were hurt when they came down in a field near Faversham Road in Cecilty yesterday. The people behind the first ferry trip from Sheppey to Southend in 20 years have told KMFM they'll assess how popular it was before deciding if it'll continue running. The Jetstream vessel left Queenbury yesterday morning after tickets for the trip sold out in hours. It's hoped more regular crossings could boost tourism on the island. Jeff Reeds, Director of Operations at Queenborough Harbour Trust.
We're pleased to work with Jetstream Tours to make this happen today. It's not easy setting up an operation on the water because of health and safety considerations, of course.
Well, the Trust has recently been given £100,000 to add new moorings as the harbour gets busier. And the UK's biggest Wetherspoons has opened in Ramsgate. Bosses at the Royal Victoria Pavilion say they can serve up to 1,400 people. £4 million has been spent doing up the building on Harbour Parade. It's been empty for a decade.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket and Kent have bowled Leicestershire out for 350 on the second day of their county championship match at Canterbury. The hosts are now at the crease for their first go with the bats, and a short while ago were 61 for 2. Meantime, England's cricketers are attempting to wrap up victory on the final day of the second test against the West Indies at Headingley. A short while ago, they had the tourists on 84 for 2 after setting them 322 to win. Now, the rest of this afternoon's sport, here's Molly.
Football, and for the second time in 4 days, Gillingham will be playing Southend United later. After drawing 3-3 in the league on Saturday, they're meeting in the Checker Trade Trophy at Priestfield. Boss Aidy Pennock says he's likely to make several changes to his starting 11.
Like the other so-called young lads playing as well, to get some first team minutes under their belt as well. So, but we don't want to take it lightly, you know, we want to do well in it, and it does give other people an opportunity.
Kickoff's tonight at 7:45. Stoke have completed the signing of Kevin Vimer from Tottenham for £18 million. The Austrian defenders signed a 5-year deal. In tennis, after Johanna Konta went out of the US Open yesterday, Ali Ashbedinay carries British hopes of success on day 2 later. He gets his campaign underway against Russia's Andrei Rublev. Rafa Nadal, Roger Federer and Angelique Kerber are also in action.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.